It was January 1916, the coldest winter in living memory. The dark rooms in Bloor's Academy were almost as cold as the streets outside. Henry Ubeam, hurrying down one of the icy passages, began to hum to himself. The humming cheered him up. It warmed his spirits as well as his feet. On either side of the passage, the eerie blue flames of gaslights flickered and hissed in their iron brackets. The smell was horrible. Henry wouldn't have been surprised to find something dead in one of the dark corners. At home, in a sunny house by the sea, his sister Daphne was very ill with diphtheria. To avoid infection, Henry and his brother James had been sent to stay with their mother's brother, Sir Gideon Bloor. Sir Gideon wasn't the sort of person you would choose to spend your holidays with. There was nothing remotely fatherly about him. He was the headmaster of an ancient school, and he never let anyone forget it. Bloor's Academy had been in Sir Gideon's family for hundreds of years. It was a school for children gifted in music, drama, and art. Bloor's also took children who were endowed in other very strange ways. Just thinking about them made Henry shudder. He'd reached his cousin Zeke's room. Zeke was Sir Gideon's only child, and a more unpleasant cousin Henry couldn't imagine. Zeke was one of the endowed children, but Henry guessed that Zeke's gift was probably nasty. Henry opened the door and peeped inside. A row of glass jars stood on the windowsill. Inside the jars, strange things writhed gently in a clear liquid. Henry was sure it couldn't be water. The things were pale and shapeless. One was blue.
"What do you think you are doing?"
Aunt Gudrun came marching down the passage, her long black skirt drowning her footfalls with a sinister hiss. She was a very tall woman, with a great amount of yellow hair piled into a bun on the back of her head. A real Viking of a person, she was in fact Norwegian, with an enormous chest and lungs to match. Henry said,
Is not good enough, Henry Ubeam. You were spying in my Zeke's room, were you not?"
"No, not at all," said Henry.
"You shouldn't be lurking in passages, boy. Come down to the sitting room."
Lady Bloor beckoned with her little finger, and Henry had no choice but to follow her. His aunt led him back past the mysterious locked doors that only a few moments ago Henry had been vainly trying to open. He was an inquisitive boy and easily bored. A huge sigh escaped him as he trundled down a creaking staircase to the first floor. The Bloor family lived in the west wing of the academy, but they only occupied the rooms above the ground floor, which was almost entirely taken up by a draughty grand hall, a chapel, and several assembly halls and classrooms. Henry had already explored some of these rooms and found them very disappointing. All they contained were rows of battered desks and chairs, and shelves of dusty-looking books.
"Here we are."
Lady Bloor opened a door and thrust Henry into the room beyond. A small boy, who'd been kneeling in the window seat, leapt down and rushed across to Henry.
"Where have you been?" he cried.
"Just exploring," said Henry.
"I thought you'd gone home."
"Home is miles and miles away, Jamie." Henry plonked himself in a deep leather chair beside the fire. The logs in the big iron grate smouldered with strange images. When Henry half closed his eyes, he could almost see the cosy sitting room at home. He sighed again. Aunt Gudrun frowned at Henry and said,
"Behave yourselves, boys."
She went out, closing the door behind her. When she had gone, James came and sat on the arm of Henry's chair.
"Zeke's been doing funny things," he whispered.
Henry hadn't noticed Zeke, but now he became aware of his strange cousin, enclosed in a gloomy silence at the other end of the room. He was sitting at a table, absorbed in something laid out before him. His pale, bony face was frozen in an attitude of intense concentration. Not a muscle twitched, not a breath escaped him.